I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet, to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way. A host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the silliest, superest, heroist podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. This is the show where we get two comedians to talk about superheroes, and more importantly, what superhero they would choose to be if they could combine all different attributes from any superhero they can think of. Today, well, I've got two fantastic guests I'm very excited to introduce you to, so I'm not going to blabber on too much. Let's get started. My first guest is Mr. Josh Pugh. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. I should mention the reason why we're doing this is because, you know, lockdown, we're still stuck inside. You know, why not have a hypothetical situation to take our minds off stuff? So how has lockdown been for you, mate?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. I've been, I'm itching to get out there, though, to do something, like just some kind of social event. I'd go to a christening at this point, I think. I'd happily go. And I should say, Aaron, don't have the biggest knowledge of superheroes. Not and that, that's not me being, you know, one of these people that is proud of the fact they've never seen Star Wars. That's I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. But my knowledge is limited, but I'm going to do my best. I'm open. I'm open to superheroes and, you know, why not?
Look, we've got a plucky underdog here, but luckily we've got a guy who is very into superheroes as well. Atif Nawaz, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm very, very well. I feel a bit weird about being with two gentlemen. This is one of the rare times of my life I've been in like a meeting and been the least hairiest person in it. Because, like, I mean, check out the hair on both you guys. That's some serious. I can't even fit in. I look like this is, you know, I'm just going to do that. But yeah, it's pretty cool. This is nice.
Atif, the reason why you are here, despite being a very funny comedian that I like a lot, we did a show together about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. And you had a lot of superhero memorabilia in your room, and that is the room you are currently in. How much stuff have you got beside you in terms of superhero memorabilia?
It's mostly books, and it's mostly kind of graphic novels. There's a couple of comic books there as well. I don't have any action figures or figurines or anything like that. Like I used to have some. I've kind of stacked them away neatly, but really it's the books. I'm really, really, really into the books at the moment, and there's nothing quite like a terrifying Joker alternate origin story to read just before you go to bed to make sure you got nice vivid dreams at night. I've got a lot is the short answer.
See, that is the exact reason why I don't watch or read any sort of superhero stuff before bed, because this is the reason why we're recording it at 5 o'clock, because if we record it any later, I'll have nightmares about the superhero of the week. And that is why we're here to create a superhero. What we're going to do is you guys have both selected different attributes from different superheroes, and you're going to go up against each other trying to convince me which one should be in our superhero. And so what we're going to do is we're going to select our favorite head, upper body, lower body, weapon, and power. We've talked a lot about heads already. Let's talk about heads some more. It's round one, the head.
Round one, the head.
Josh, you could have any head of any superhero. Which head are you going to choose?
Okay, so my reason is the head is where the brain is, mm-hmm. and that's where the attitude is.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
So I've chosen Robin, is in Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Because I think he's just got a great attitude. He's there to serve. He's a great number two. I think that he's like the unsung hero, aren't they, those guys? Like, he is there. He's picking up the pieces. He's applying himself to what's ever needed to be done. He's not bothered about being in the limelight. Just got a good attitude, gets on with it. Good guy. That is a superpower to me. It's just
getting on with it without making a fuss.
To be comfortable as a beta male in a superhero world, that to me, that is my choice. Robin's okay. Head.
Interesting. And fantastic. And do you have any sort of preference of which Robin you would want to be? Do you want to be young Robin, old Robin, any Robin you want?
I think it only works as young Robin.
Okay.
I think what I'm really investing in here is its potential.
Okay, that's cool. I like the idea of, I don't know what you guys' upper bodies are yet, but like, for example, if one of you chose the Hulk to have like the Hulk's upper body with a 13-year-old kid's head on it, I like that as an idea. I want to keep that option open. Fantastic. No, look, I like the fact that you want to remain humble and modest and. But
I also think to be underestimated isn't a bad thing.
That is very true.
When you're taking on these bad guys.
Yeah, if you've got Robin's head and you think, oh, it's a child, and then wow, Thor's hammer comes throwing at you. That's a great shout. Josh, Robin's head as a 13-year-old. Atif, what is your head?
Well, you know, I went back and forth on this. I've agonized over this decision for quite a long time because I gave it the thought that it really, you know, deserved and warranted for me. So, you know, my initial thought was quite similar to Josh's. You want somebody smart with a big brain. So I was kind of thinking Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because he's literally a brain. But then I thought, you know, I don't know. I keep thinking about, you know, the coronavirus and times and lockdown. I think the obvious head that we should have for a superhero is the mask. Like, it's got to be the mask because he's wearing a mask. Yeah. He's protected. He looks cool. He's green, which is a little indicator of what my upper body might be a little bit later on. And, you know, he looks very cool. You know, he doesn't need to worry about hair. You can put on a hat. He's very, very funny. And, you know, if I had to pick a single version, I love the animated mask and I love the comic books. But I'm going to go with Jim Carrey's iconic portrayal of him. I like that face. Mm. You know, I just think it's a good face. So that's my choice for head, Jim Carrey's mask.
That is a great shout. And it has magical powers as well. Like, he can turn into whatever he wants to do when he's got the mask. So that is...
Yeah, so it kind of emphasizes his subconscious and stuff. So it's based on the mythology of Loki's mask, which also connects with another superhero. But like, it's really cool. It kind of just, emphasizes the it kind of takes your personality and hits 100 on it. And I don't know, it's very entertaining. And, you know, as I say, it's a mask. Wear a mask, people. Like, you know.
The question is, do you want Robin wearing a normal mask, or do you want the mask just being the mask? It's a very easy answer.
Would the mask still need another mask over his actual mask?
That's a good question, because he does have a mouth. Like, he can still talk and breathe.
Yeah, he's still susceptible to...
I mean, I'm maybe not just.
You know what it is, Josh? I don't think the World Health Organization has given an actual thing on this yet, but they should. And this is why they get criticized, because they're not clear about things. Yeah. Like, does the mask need to wear a mask? Like, answer the questions that need to be answered.
And I want to make sure that people listening don't listen to, you know, follow the advice that you've been given from the World Health Organization. This is not official guidance of whether or not, you know, the mask can. But I'm going to say, you know what it's going to come down to? That mask can make him a bloody good dancer. And I am not a good dancer, but I want to be a good dancer. I'm picking the mask. It's 1-0 a T.
I think that's a good choice, really, because as you say, Is Robin being underestimated, or is he just fairly incompetent? Do you know what I mean?
It's a question I ask myself every day. Let's move on to round two, the upper body.
Round two, upper body.
Atif, I think we've got a bit of a clue of what your upper body is going to be, but why not expand on your thinking behind your upper body?
I've changed my mind at the very last minute, actually. I just think it's too obvious. So, and you know, the mask doesn't always have to be green. Sometimes it's kind of yellow tinged and things like that. So I'm going to opt for an upper body for similar reasons to my original choice. It's going to be He-Man. He-Man's upper body, obviously really big butch dude, but also the ability to transform into a slightly more slender dude. So he's the kind of guy that could fit into like a super slim Zara jacket, but also fill out a big old puffer jacket. And, you know, he can be butch, but he can be kind of unimposing. He's like a Winklevoss twin. You know what I mean?
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking. That's a great shout. I'm not super familiar with He-Man, but the only thing I know about him is that the toy was created before the TV show. The TV show was made to sell the toy. As the same as Pokemon. Weird, though, isn't it?
You think that was the video game. The video game apparently became first. But that was true for a lot of sort of superhero type characters like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers. A lot of the greatest action heroes and stuff actually came from toy manufacturing.
Just a quick question in terms of relation to the mask. Are you suggesting that he would be sort of his slimmer, slender self when the mask isn't on, and then when the mask is put on, he then bulks into He-Man, or are they two separate things? Can he control?
I think you got it, Aaron. I think that's the idea. Like he's kind of slim and slender and normal. The mask goes on, he transforms into He-Man. Even the sword that he's really famous for, that becomes more flamboyant as well. Maybe there's like a little engraving in there, or maybe he uses it to peel apples or whatever it is that people do with swords.
Sure.
Has an elaborate Nando's. I don't know what people do with swords. I've never really owned one, but maybe one day. I think it'll look quite. I think it'll look quite funky, and it will be that mini sort of transformation.
Okay.
Why not?
I like it. Yeah, I like it. Cool. Josh, what is your upper body, mate?
So I think this guy's a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is it Unbreakable? Bruce Willis in Unbreakable?
Yes. Yeah.
I like his upper body.
Okay.
I mean, it's literally just Bruce Willis, but I mean, I think he's bench pressing. You know, he's bench pressing.
Yeah.
He just keeps bench pressing him, and that's quite a functional. I think that would impress people in the real world as well.
I can tell you from personal experience, because I used to be a powerlifter, it does not impress people.
okay.
No one cares.
He's as strong as you need to be, but he's a functional size. He's not kind of rip a building down strong, but he's lift a car up strong. He's as strong as you'd ever need to be. I really believe that.
Mm. And the other thing is he can't get hurt.
He could strangle anything. No, he can't get hurt. Unless you... So as long as he needs protection on his face and legs, this superhero we're creating. anything chest and arm-based, he can just going to bounce off him.
Is the mask not going to protect his head? I mean, the mask surely is a shield as well as... The mask is more protective for corona. I think we've established that.
More airborne.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Bacteria.
That's a very good shout. I think I'm voting for Josh. It's 1-0. Lower body.
Round three, lower body.
So you can have any lower body of any superhero. Josh, who have you picked for your lower body?
Okay, so I've got a question about this.
Go for it, mate.
I have a few questions. So, you know that Silver Surfer guy?
Mm-hmm.
I know he's a baddie, but he still counts, doesn't he? And is Absolutely. That lower bit, is that his legs, or is that a weapon he's using?
This has come up previously. So, his legs still count. The board is separate. The board would count as a weapon. But... with his legs, he can do all. He has all the powers that he has, without the ability to fly. So he flies by using the board. So he's super strong and super quick, and he's got silver legs, but he can't fly. So if you want that board, you need to use that as the weapon.
Okay. Well,
Do you want to have a think about it while I ask Atif?
No, I'm going to keep him in. I still think he'd be pretty good on a standard skateboard. given that, I think he's still going to be pretty competent on that.
Okay.
And that's all I want from legs. I mean, ideally, you'd be flying, but quick, strong, silver, can skateboard.
Yeah. Silver cock as well. That's always got to remember that.
Silver cock.
It's an absolute bonus.
It's worth a bit, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to get hard, you can always,
Great. If you want to get hard, you can always what?
No, if times are hard, you can always kind of
Chocolate cup, his own penis. But all of a sudden, there's like a genuine worth to a circumcision. Like, you can put a value on a circumcision now, can't you?
That is very true. And as a member of the Jewish faith, I would say that is never been the case before. anyway, okay, Silver Surfer. He's got the ability to skateboard as well, but most importantly, he's got a silver cock. Great. Atif, what is your lower body?
I thought about this a lot as well, and there were a few ideas in my mind, but I ended up settling on the Sandman. Most popular from the Spider-Man comic books. I actually first came across Sandman in a video game called Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six on the old Nintendo Entertainment System. Mm-hmm. And what a cool villain, man. Like, he could just morph. He wasn't done justice. I think Topher Grace played him in the film version, but he just he's such a cool villain, and they never really did him justice. But he and he's been a good guy as well. So he's been a good guy, he's been a bad guy. He kind of goes back and forth like Hulk Hogan in the late 90s. So he's got those legs that can transform into anything. They're made of sand, which is great for your skin anyway. You know, like, I mean, when you go to the beach and you take a walk in your bare feet on the beach, or you just sprawl out on the beach and then you wash your feet later, and all of a sudden the texture of them is just so, it's like a natural exfoliator. So for beauty reasons, cosmetic reasons, mm-hmm. and manipulation allowances, mm-hmm. I think it's got to be the Sandman. Plus, I haven't been to the beach a while, and I think I'm just dreaming about sand a lot. So I think sand is one thing that's missing from my life a lot.
So let's get some sand in there. You're saying that the sand is a good exfoliator. Are you imagining that he is going to sort of be rubbing his face with his foot just before he goes to bed?
If he could, wouldn't that be impressive?
I mean, I suppose what he could do is he could take the mask, walk in that, just stand on that for a bit, or rub that against up his legs. Bang, exfoliating.
Genius.
But genius. I mean, interesting. Okay. So, do I want to be...
Sorry, Tim. Sandman can be, his legs can be anything. He can transform into any.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he can turn them into almost anything. This is the kind of thing. There's also Clayface, who does something similar with clay, but sand feels a bit more durable. Like, you know, sand, they built islands in Dubai out of sand, and, you know, feels quite like all of a sudden sand has become this, you know, it feels a bit more of a magnanimous kind of big villain type, huge magnate energy. I don't know. I get from sand, I get some proper bad guy energy. But, like, he's been a good guy sometimes, so I'm just, like, technicality, just sliding him in.
You can have villains if you want in this. I'm not fussy against that. Interesting. Okay. So the question is, do you want to be sand or do you want to be silver? And I appreciate that Sandman has more sort of abilities with his legs. But I would much rather be silver. And it comes down to, like we mentioned earlier, the cock, right? Now, obviously, you can rubber up, stay safe, guys, but if you're going to be getting the sex, silver is definitely going to be better than sand. I think we can all agree on that.
I don't know, man. Have you bought any sort of adult prophylactics recently? Because I'm telling you, many of them are made from really bizarre materials. Like, you can get a sand dildo. Like, if you look for it, I'm sure you could find it.
Yeah, you could, you know.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Also, it's Bruce Willis. So what's he likely to have in his pants?
And I don't think it'd be a single grain of sand, would it be? It'd be formed into
the plate.
You could imagine manipulating the size as well. It could be, bigger, smaller. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never leave anybody unimpressed or too impressed. I don't know. I hear that sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
I've never
heard that. See, the problem is, now that you've mentioned that, if I pick the Sandman based on that, it either looks like I'm incredibly vain or that I have a tiny cock, or both. I'm picking the Sandman.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, well done, Ati. We are moving on to round four, the weapon.
Round four, weapon.
So, here you can have any weapon from any superhero you would like. Atif, what weapon would you like?
I'm so sorry. This is really boring. but I have to go with Thor's hammer. It's just functional. As a man who enjoys a bit of DIY and, doing things around the house, the hammer is great. Also, the only TikToks I've ever enjoyed have involved people trying to remake that scene where the hammer comes into their hand. And it's very easy, really. You just kind of film yourself chucking a hammer and then put it in reverse. It's very easy. That's the mystery solved. But I'm telling you, man. I like it. This is great, obviously, over the history, over the pantheon of comic books. Like, Batman's utility belt was very close on my list as well, because, you got everything in there. You got your keys, your credit card, your phone charger. You can put whatever you want in there. I had loads of other shouts in Spider-Man. So this is a bit sort of controversial, because in Spider-Man, in the film, he synthetically produced his own web out of his wrists. But in the comic books, he actually manufactured these little devices that shot web. And, I think that's pretty cool. The hammer is just too functional. It's just something, everybody's got one, and anybody can have one. And all of a sudden you can convince your kids, like, hey, you want to help me with this wall? If you can pretend you're Thor, and they'll do it. Like, that's powerful. So I like the hammer.
Okay, great, cool. Mm. And obviously you can fly because of it, control lightning, standards.
Oh yeah, that's the obvious stuff.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. So you're thinking more DIY. I like the idea that you have this almighty power, you have all the power of Thor because you can control the hammer. And you're just there sort of building a fence.
Here's the thing, Aaron. You know what it is, right? If you do a lot of DIY and, like, you got a lot of gear, a lot of people will call you and they'll be like, hey, man, have you got one of these? And can I just borrow it for a bit? Can I borrow this? You couldn't borrow Thor's hammer because you would not be able to use it. Right. And the thought of having a hammer that I don't have to put a label on to look like one of those dickheads who puts a label on their thing. Like, just getting your stuff back, nobody taking your stuff and never returning it. I think that there's a sense of relief and a lack of a release of anxiety that goes with it that just makes it, I kind of want the hammer now.
Fair enough. I mean, it's a great choice. Josh, what is your weapon of choice?
Yeah, Atif mentioned it there. It might be quite of a standard choice, but I'm going to go for Spider-Man's shooty webs. I just think they're so versatile. The transport, that can be used for good. He's so skillful with them.
Mm.
And what I like about Spider-Man, he never really hurts anybody.
He doesn't
use his weapon to, nobody's dead. They just got stuck or trapped or And that's what I quite like about it. He's quite a PG, isn't he? It's quite a PG weapon.
Yeah, I love that, Josh, because like you've thought about the transport element. Like a lot of people are still in London in particular, like worried about the tube because, you know, you can't, you know, because you're just worried about the tube, like enclosed spaces and all that kind of stuff. With webs, you needn't worry about it. That's, I hadn't thought about that. I really admire that, yeah.
But, and it's also, it's kind of a defence, isn't it? It's as good as a shield. He can kind of, you know, he can do anything. He can take your weapon off you if he wants to. Mm. That's a very good point.
Because I was going to say, the webs are good for transport in London, so you don't have to get on the tubes. But if you're going sort of up the motorway, you've got nothing to swing off.
No, rural.
Yeah, if you're somewhere rural. Try getting to Cornwall by web.
You're struggling.
But you are going to get there from Mournier, because you could just fly there.
So can I just query one thing? Yeah. You could take anybody else's weapon theoretically, but you couldn't take the hammer.
That's a very good point.
You have to be like some weird kind of moral righteousness thing, like they've written into the story that only Thor can wield his hammer, and the only other person who comes close is Captain America. And there's one person who does hold it in the films, and I won't spoil that for anybody who hasn't seen it, even though they deserve to have it spoiled for having not seen it thus far.
Exactly.
So theoretically nobody can, unless of course, you know, Spider-Man evolves, or Bruce Willis in this case, evolves to a point of righteousness where he could wield them. It's possible. It's unlikely, but it's possible.
As much as I think Mjolnir is the right choice, I think it would be more fun with the webs, just flying around, swinging. I think swinging would be more fun than flying. As much as flying is awesome and probably more convenient, it would probably take you sort of half an hour to get there flying, but 45 minutes to get there swinging. But you're going to have a wicked time while swinging. And I do like the... What was that, mate?
I went to Go Ape once, which is like this treetop adventures.
Yeah.
And I'd say that was probably not as good as flying, to be honest, if I'm being honest.
Well, to be fair, I took an easy jet flight once, and that wasn't very fun either. So.
Oh, God, you're talking yourselves out of your own weapons.
But just trying to be honest, mate. Just there's nothing, you know, we're trying to work together to build something special. Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
I like the idea of the taking of the weapon. I think it's good. However, I've just changed my mind, because with Bruce Willis's upper body, he's not vulnerable. So the baddie that he's fighting might have a gun, right? But if he shoots him, it doesn't matter, because he's not going to get hurt, because he's got Bruce Willis's upper body. So if we then give him Mjolnir so that he can fly and attack people with a weapon, control it, control lightning, all of those powers, you can't choose swinging for a bit over that. As much as I would like to swing like Spider-Man, I'm going with the weapon. It's 3-1 to a thief.
Round 5, power.
The bonus power. So you can have any power you like. You can even, and I'm just making this up as I go along, you can even create a power that doesn't have been attributed to any other superhero in the past. I should have told you that more than an hour ago, but fuck it. Let's see if you want to do it. You can obviously attribute it to a different superhero if you would like. Josh, which superpower would you want to have amongst
you? Okay, so I had two. One's kind of a similar theme to what I've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Luther?
I have not. Luther. Tell me.
Well, I really think that's almost like a superhero series. Luther is just extremely competent. He's just a really, really good policeman. He's just, everything he does, he can just do it to a good standard. So that was my initial choice.
Sure.
But now I know you can create one. What I'd like to do is, whatever you mime with your hands becomes actual.
Okay.
So if you go like that, if you make a scissor motion, your hands are scissors. If you make a gun motion, your hands are gun. If you want to climb a rope, you can. You're climbing a rope.
What I like most about that,
if you go like that, you
went to mime it, and they went, "Oh shit, it's a podcast. I need to listen." that was excellent for me and a chief. That was some wonderful miming by Josh.
World class.
Great power. The ability to mime into anything. I like it a lot. Brilliant. Okay. Wow. Whew. What a power that is. Atif, you got an uphill battle, mate. Give me a power.
Yeah. I've he's just cleared cash on my mind. Like I don't remember what I was thinking about. I'm just thinking about that gesture. That was incredible. So my thing was going to be like, I like the idea of sort of telekinesis is quite good. And then I like the idea of, like, you know, being exceptionally smart and or having the ability to index knowledge. So I was thinking about, again, not a superhero film, but like, you know, Limitless, Bradley Cooper and Limitless, the film. Yeah. I've never seen the TV series, but the film, like the idea of him being able to absorb knowledge very quickly. So I thought, what if you were kind of like a cross between Charles Xavier from the X-Men and Bradley Cooper from Limitless when he's on NZT? Mm. And, you know, and now you can index information and use that telekinetically. So it's like having the internet in a clearer form. So you block everything that you need to. You've got all your pop-up blockers in your mind, but the internet is just in your head. So you've got access to the information and you can act upon it because you have telekinetic powers as well. So kind of telekinetic internet brain is what I'm going to call it.
So what you have that is, it's if you've actually selected Alexa.
Right, yeah, that's exactly what
But no USB ports needed to...
As much like the telekinesis internet brain / Alexa option, I think for me it is verging on the realms of two powers rather than one.
Fair enough.
And I really want that miming ability. That sounds like you could have a whale of a time. Like you could...
Oh, but he can mime as well. Like the telekinesis and the... I'm kidding. Don't worry. Yeah.
You can't steal or get power. You're not fucking in the Tyler from Heroes. You need to stay in your lane. Telekinesis. Alexa does not be a miming hand creation power. Or MHCP, as it's referred to in the biz. That is the power that I'm going to go for. That is, well done, Josh. It's 3-2. Atif, you win the overall game. You've got more of your attributes into the final hero out of the two of you. So what we're going to do now is you get a bonus round. You get to add in something purely aesthetic-based to add into the hero of your choice. So currently you've got the Mask's head with Bruce Willis's upper body, you've got Sandman's legs, and most importantly, penis, you've got Thor's hammer, and you've got the ability to mime anything with your hands to create anything you want from that mime. What aesthetic-based attribute are you going to add to the superhero?
I don't know. I know he can already transform into stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like that's his legs, isn't it? His legs can transform and he can mime stuff. But you know, is he getting nutrition? Is this hero getting the right kind of nutrition? So I think it's very important that he has the shoulder pads that belong to Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Right. You know, he could get some nice carrots on there, a bit of cheese, you know, some Parmesan. I don't know. So, you know, get a nice bit of grating action going on the shoulder pads, and obviously a wall of protection as well. Sometimes your back gets a bit itchy and, you know, it's really hard to get to the exact spot. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys are like me, you can't get to the exact spot. Those pads will get there immediately. So minor itches, because you may be unbreakable, but you're
gonna be itchy. Yeah.
So you know, you get a bit of cheese in your diet, a bit of fruit and veg, and crucially you can scratch yourself. So I'm gonna put Shredder's shoulder pads on him.
The one thing we've got left to do is to name this superhero. So what are your initial thoughts on the name that this superhero could have? Quite honestly, my first thought, let's just call him Bruce. I think that's a good starting point.
That's, he's got kind of a stepdad vibe to him, this guy.
He does have like the vibe of the coolest stepdad. Here's a question. If this guy was your stepdad, would you think he's really cool or would you think he's really lame? Because like with the mask, because you're not related to him, like the funky dance stuff, the havoc, the stealing of the money, all really cool. That's your stepdad. Yeah. That's a bit embarrassing. Mm. What were you thinking, Josh?
Yeah, I kind of, he feels very American, doesn't he?
Mm.
I'm thinking like Hank Willerstein.
Yeah, Hank is good.
Hank Willerstein.
Maybe he was in the army. Maybe he's Sergeant Hank Willerstein.
Oh, yes, I like this. Yeah.
No, I think we've got it. I think we've got it, guys. That is it. We have come up with Sergeant Hank Willerstein. We have finally decided on the mask head with Bruce Willis's upper body from Unbreakable, the Sandman's lower body with Thor's hammer and the ability to create anything you mine. He's got Shredder's arm guards so that he can grate some cheese, and his name is Mr. Sergeant Hank Weinstein. Thank you very much to my guest, Josh Pugh, and Atif Nawaz.
Thank you.
And I will see you next time on the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. Bye-bye!
Thank you for listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. Created by Aaron Simmons. And produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
You know, I can't begrudge you that one, Josh, because I'm very curious now to watch a remake of The Mask starring Bruce Willis. I think that's a winner. Yes. So
I don't think he's got it in him, you know, Bruce. He hasn't got that kind of range, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, he could do serious bit.
He's
he
not
could
the main
where he's depressed, but he could never do the bit where he's dancing around. And no, I mean, it would be interesting. It would certainly.
Well, it'd be fun if it was Bruce Willis and then he puts on the mask and he turns into The Rock.
Yes. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to cut that bit from the show. We're going to make that, and we're not going to let anybody else. That is our idea. We're going to come together. We'll start writing it. I'll write it. You direct it. Josh, you can just be there to look pretty.
And then
everybody wins. Okay. We're on to an absolute winner with that idea. Bruce Willis and The Rock play The Mask.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.